Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Leslie Johns Revealing, a book that completely changed how I think about what I share and with who. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever walked away from conversation thinking, why on earth did I just tell that person that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's exactly the feeling this book is about. Revealing is all about the psychology of disclosure, why we share, when we shouldn't, and how to make smarter choices. Leslie John is a Harvard Business School professor, and she's spent years studying the economics of information sharing.
Right, and the big idea that hooked me is what she calls the confession compulsion. It's this urge to answer personal questions, even when we know we shouldn't. She ran experiments where people were asked increasingly personal stuff, like how often they exercise, or if they've ever cheated on a partner.
And the twist is that people actually disclosed more when they felt safe and anonymous. But that feeling of safety was often an illusion. They'd spill to what they thought was a computer program, but it was really a researcher. So we're wired to open up when we feel safe, but we're not good at judging when safety is real.
Exactly. And John traces this back to evolution. In small tribes, sharing secrets built trust and bonds. But now we're in a world where the person asking might be a corporation or a stranger with bad intentions. She calls it a scale mismatch. Our ancient brains haven't caught up with modern life.
That's such a useful frame. And she also talks about strategic ignorance, the deliberate choice not to know something so you don't have to act on it. Like a doctor not asking about drinking because then they'd have to document it. It's uncomfortable, but really common.
Yeah, that part made me squirm. But the most practical section for me was the art of the non-answer. She gives techniques for deflecting personal questions without lying, like redirecting or acknowledging the question without answering. It's not about being rude. It's about keeping control.
Right.
And she emphasizes that most questions aren't demands for information. They're bids for connection. So you can maintain the bond without spilling everything. There's also this great insight about the scarcity principle. When you share selectively, people actually find you more interesting and trustworthy.
That's counterintuitive, but so true. I think of people I know who share everything, and honestly, it could be overwhelming. But someone who's a little mysterious? I want to know them more. John says selective disclosure signals good judgment and self-respect.
And she's not anti-sharing at all. She's pro-mindful disclosure. She gives this disclosure calculus, a set of questions to ask yourself before you share. Why am I being asked? What happens if I answer? What if I don't? Is there a way to answer partially? It's a simple framework, but really powerful.
I've started using that. The other day at work, someone asked me about my salary, and instead of blurting it out, I paused and thought, do I actually want to share this? I ended up deflecting, and it felt great. I wasn't rude. I just said, I'm not comfortable discussing that.
Good for you. And John points out that the pressure to share isn't equal for everyone. Women and people of color often face more scrutiny and higher expectations to disclose. So these skills are especially important for people who are more vulnerable in those dynamics.
Yeah, that asymmetry is real. The book also talks about how technology is designed to exploit our disclosure instincts, the like buttons, the endless scroll, and the notifications. John's not a Luddite, but she says we need to be aware of how these platforms are engineered to get us to share more.
Right.
And she offers some practical advice. Turn off notifications, set limits, review your privacy settings. The core message is that privacy isn't about hiding something shameful. It's about maintaining control over your own story. We're different people in different contexts, and that's healthy.
That line really stuck with me. Privacy is not about hiding. It's about choosing. We get to decide what parts of ourselves we show to whom. And when we lose that control, we lose the ability to manage our own identity.
Yes.
And the book ends with a call for a cultural shift, supporting laws that protect personal information, designing technology that respects privacy by default, and creating norms that discourage unnecessary disclosure. It's empowering because it shows we have more control than we think.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that oversharing isn't a character flaw. It's a natural instinct we can learn to manage. John gives us the tools to be more intentional. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
And really, the book's whole point is that the art of revealing is about choosing wisely, not hiding, but sharing with intention. We'll see you in the next one.